We welcome you back. Two Guys Named Chris show. Red Rachel is in here today. Hello, Red Rachel.
Hello.
She just said the most interesting thing. I guess she told Chris Dim this.
Well, months ago, Rachel and I were talking in the office, and she told me that she'd made a major life decision.
Major.
Mm-hmm.
She was growing out her bangs.
And you didn't say nothing.
Wow. Did multiple times, actually.
Wow. Wow. You grew. That's right. You had bangs.
Yes.
There for a little while. That's
now
right.
She's kind of in the, you're in the mid phase.
Yeah, they're mouth length now. They go in my mouth a lot.
All right. Mouth length bangs. But the thing
is. Then I saw a story about Nicole Kidman, and I decided to email it to Rachel, and then I got a response that floored me.
So Nicole Kidman has bangs.
Newly single.
Yeah.
And the headline was yesterday that she went to some public appearance with her daughters and had bangs, and the internet lost its mind.
Why? I don't understand.
They're just the classic breakup bangs.
That's a thing.
Of course.
Breakup bangs.
Yeah.
I'm so out of it. I don't know.
I don't think most men know that. Mm. I did meet one man that when, like, I got bangs one time and he said, "Who broke up with you?"
What?
He knew.
Wow.
But it's, yeah, if you ever see a woman and she just casually walks in with bangs one day, somebody probably broke up with her or cheated on her.
Oh, no. That scoundrel. Yeah. So if I see a woman with bangs, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You look great.
You say you look fantastic. Yeah. That's what she needs to hear.
Okay.
So that's what you're looking for is that compliment.
Yeah.
So when you grew your bangs out, did everybody say how great you looked?
No.
Oh.
Because they look terrible.
No, I don't believe
it. If I would have known how hard it was to grow out these bangs, I would have never got them cut.
Really?
It's been a disaster.
Or you take your loser boyfriend back, you know, even because the bangs are so difficult to grow. I had no clue on that. That's interesting.
Are you going
to
spread there with the ladies who lift at the gym?
Yeah, I'll tell the ladies who lift. You know, I was the only lifting lady in there yesterday. None of my group was there.
That's
yesterday.
Just rude.
I know, and I said, I took a picture of myself crying in the car. I was like, "Where are y'all?" And they were like, "Sorry, got to lift later today."
Sorry, sister.
You know, something like, one of them pulled a hamstring. I was like, "Well, doggone." I'm in a group called Ladies Who Lift.
That sounds right.
Doesn't it make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're over at the gym. The other thing you just told me, I ran into BB Shea in the hallway a minute ago. I had to go use the bathroom because I'm drinking a gallon of water every day. And there was BB Shea. I was going in, he was coming out because we're both on hard 75, you know.
Lots of water.
Yeah, we're drinking a gallon of water. And he goes, "Man, day four." I said, "How'd that hit you?" He goes, "Hardest one yet. It's getting pretty tough, and it's tough."
You guys got a long way to go.
71 more days. All right, we're on day four is what we are right now. And we're getting up ready to go to a meeting where he usually double stacks cheesecake, which is not on his diet plan.
Biggie has said if he could only mount the stairs, he would love to be in that room while the two of you stare across the table at one another with a buffet between you.
Judging each other.
Like two cowboys in the Old West.
That's right.
Each of you waiting for the other to slip up.
Make your move.
Exactly right. Now, and then, this was interesting. Red Rachel said, you knew a guy who was retiring, and you literally thought he was in his 30s. And you said, "Why are you retiring?" He said, "Well, what do you mean? I'm in my 60s. And his secret was he never had fried food.
Yeah, he said he never eats fried food. And I asked him, I was like, you don't drink or anything? He's like, "No, I drink." Mm. And it was just fried food. Apparently that was the key.
And you said he was the best looking guy in his 60s you had ever seen. Which made Chris Dim, you know, upset.
Yeah, I don't know if I should repeat that.
Right.
Chris I Dim's like French fries.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the problem. Isn't it?
I guess we know now we'll see Chris Dim with bangs tomorrow.
Yeah. She didn't mean it. She didn't mean it like that.
I didn't even know you were in your 60s.
How's
I'm sorry.
That? Okay. Pretty good then.
Nice try.
How about that guy, though? And you said your vice is the fried food.
I love fried food.
Man, I used to be at Chick-fil-A all the time. Had to give it up. All right. Hard 75. What are you going to do? You know, BB Shea and myself.
You don't have to.
Just make it the hard four and
oh, yeah.
That's it.
It's been a hard four. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I always like how you end that with, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
not do it.
Hey, we have to.
What are you going
to
do? It's the hard 75.
We're committed. And a hard four is never good for a guy. You don't want to
never. You got that attached to your resume.
I got a hard four. Let's go to Johnny, who is on the line to play the Big Money Celebrity Pyramid Game. Johnny, your partner can be Chris Dim, Biggie, or Red Rachel. Who you got?
Man, I'm going with the Dimster.
All right. The Dimster it is. He is chosen first draft choice today. Derek is next. And Derek, you can have Red Rachel or Biggie. Who would you like?
Red Rachel
is chosen second today. And that means that Carol, you and Biggie will be playing together today.
Oh, good. I love Biggie.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. Here's what happens. We'll give you a category now. There are seven words inside each category. You try to get them to say the seven words within 30 seconds. Whoever does best through a couple of rounds is the winner. And here are the categories. It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now. That's the first category.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole category.
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now. That's from the movie Airplane. Throwback.
A hospital? What is it?
I'm hooked is the second category. Deep blue sea. I'm bored. Note the spelling. B-O-A-R-D. Toontown. T-O-O-N. And would you like fries with that? Which goes along with what we were talking about. Johnny, would you like which of those? Or excuse me. Chris Dim gets to choose first. Would you like which of those categories?
Well, hopefully Johnny has seen it. I hope this is the right thing. But we'll start with it's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
Things you'd see in a hospital. Are you ready, Johnny?
Oh, yeah.
30 seconds. If you make a mistake, you'll hear this. Cuckoo. And you have to move to the next. Things you'd see in a hospital. On your mark. Get set. Go.
This is the person who diagnoses you.
A doctor.
Yes. This is the person who sees you first and takes care of you.
A nurse.
Yes. This is what they give you to make you better.
Medicine.
Yes. This is what they stick in your arm to give you a shot.
A needle.
Yeah. If they need to take a picture of your broken bone, they give you an
X-ray.
Yes. Where do you have to sit before you see anybody?
The chair.
No, outside.
The waiting room.
Yes. And this is what they carry
six
you in.
Six out of seven. That's tough. The waiting room.
Good job.
Got there at the end. You got six. That's
Thank
a good big. Score to start.
Johnny.
And we go next to Red Rachel and Derek, who have I'm hooked, deep blue sea, I'm bored. Note the spelling, B-O-A-R-D. Toontown, T-O-O-N. Or would you like fries with that? Red Rachel.
Since I love fried food, let's go with, would you like fries with that?
Well, I figured you'd say that.
You ever said that in your professional life?
No.
No?
Never?
At all
the rest? Too cliche.
It would usually be, do you want to make that a combo? Which
okay.
is the same question.
It's too cliche. I like it. Fast food chains. These are all fast food chains. There are seven of them listed. Are you ready?
These first two categories should have been mentioned. Because I know hospitals and
Man,
I know fast food chains.
Those are the two places you spend most of your
You're
time.
You're kidding me.
Hopefully there's one that at home in front of the TV. Okay, Derek, are you ready?
Let's do it.
These are all fast food chains. On your mark, get set, go.
The Golden Arches, Big Mac.
McDonald's.
Yes, this is like American Mexican food.
Taco Bell.
Yes, this is a girl with red hair as their mascot.
Wendy.
Yes, this is the Colonel.
KFC.
Yes, this is a Whopper.
Burger King.
Yes, this is what Chris Kelly loves. It's there are a bunch of cows for the mascot.
Wawa's?
No, it's cows for the mascot. They don't have a.
Chick-fil-A.
Yes, this is a sub place. Oh.
Six out of seven.
Yeah.
And the last one was Jimmy John's. So you didn't get to that, but you did get six. Very well done. And we have a tie. Good game going so far. Carol and Biggie are next. And Biggie, you can have I'm Hooked. Deep Blue Sea, I'm Bored, B-O-A-R-D, or Toontown, Biggie?
I guess give me Toontown.
Toontown. These are famous cartoon characters. Mm. Famous cartoon characters. All right. Carol, are you ready for that?
I guess so.
There are seven of them, famous cartoon characters from Biggie. On your mark, get set, go.
This is a mouse down in Florida.
Mickey Mouse.
Yes, this is the rabbit. What's up, Doc?
Bugs Bunny.
Yes. This is the dog that solves mysteries.
Dog?
Yep, the dog. It has Shaggy with him.
Oh, Scooby-Doo.
Yes. This is the sailor. Eats a lot of spinach.
Papa.
Yes, this is the, he's yellow. He lives under the sea. Past that, this is the big fat cat.
SpongeBob SquarePants was the one you didn't get there. And we have a four for Biggie, so he falls behind there for just a moment. Score is 6-6-4. That means, Carol, you and Biggie will get to go again since you are trailing here. And, Carol, you can choose I'm Hooked, Deep Blue Sea, or I'm Bored. That's B-O-A-R-D. Carol, which would you like?
Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea. These are animals that live in the ocean.
Okay.
All right. Ocean All right. animals. Biggie's excited about it. I like
okay.
That. I like your attitude.
I'm just going to get this over with. We're not going to win.
Nope. You never know on this now. You never know. Try to get seven out of seven. These are ocean animals. Carol, are you ready?
I'm ready.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Great white. Shark.
Whale.
Cuckoo.
Shark.
She did. No, I didn't say it.
All right. Okay, go.
This is the one that jumps out of the water to breathe. White people love them.
Dolphin.
Yes, this has a bunch of tentacles it reaches out.
Octopus.
Yes, this is the killer blank. It's the biggest. Shamu.
Whale.
Yes. This is, they're little red things. We eat them.
Shrimp.
No, not lobster. The other one has claws.
Shrimp.
No, lobster. It's still not shrimp. You can yell shrimp all day. It ain't going to be shrimp.
I think you said shark.
I'm pretty
I said great white.
No, you said shark.
I said sharp teeth.
Oh, you were saying sharp teeth.
Yeah.
I thought you said
sharp. Oh, you said sharp.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
That seemed clear as day. Okay.
Okay.
I said great white blank.
And then you said sharp teeth.
She didn't get it. I said sharp teeth.
Oh, when you said sharp, I thought
I heard sharp.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. We're giving
it. Ruling stands.
Okay, it doesn't matter. We ain't going to win.
You should not say that. You should not say
what
that.
What are we at?
Eight.
Yeah, we ain't going to win.
You should not say that.
I'm going to close my door and go back to life.
Back to life.
Okay. Johnny and Chris Dim are next. And Johnny, you can try I'm Hooked or I'm Bored. Oh. Which would you like? B-O-A-R-D.
Oh, man. Let's do I'm Hooked.
I'm hooked. These are hooked. Things that can be addicting. Things that you can become addicted to. Are you ready, Johnny?
Hi, man. I'm ready.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Maxwell House, Starbucks, Dunkin'.
Coffee.
Yeah. Hershey's, Reese's. It's all milk.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Beer, liquor.
Alcohol.
Yes. Poker. Dice, roulette,
cards, gambling.
Yes, this is you watch it when you're on your sofa at night.
TV.
Yes, Facebook, Twitter,
social media.
Yes, and
6 out of 7. That's
good job, Johnny.
Good score.
Very nice because you got stuck there in the middle. You got 6, so you posted a 12 here today. That eliminates Biggie and Carol. I hate to say it was a
tramp. She's still yelling it.
Tramp, tramp, tramp. That was crab, by the way. That was crab.
I figured. So.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, Derek, this is for the game. 7 out of 7 wins it. 6 gives you a tie in overtime. I'm bored. Classic board games. Board games. Are you ready, Derek?
Yeah, awesome.
30 seconds on your mark. Get set. Go.
It's not chess. It's the simpler game.
Checkers.
Yes. This is where you buy all the properties and you go around the...
Monopoly.
Yes. This is with letters and you try to make words.
Scrabble.
Yes. This is not checkers. It's a more complicated one. Yes. This is where you ask questions and you have to... oh, my goodness. Okay. Skip that one. This one, you have little pieces, little colorful pieces that go around the board. It's like when you...
Right.
An apology.
Trivial Pursuit.
That was the last one. This is like
Sorry.
A yes, and this is oh.
That's a tie. He went back. And I think he went back and got Trivial Pursuit.
I gave the worst clue ever. Yeah, so good for him. Yeah.
Well, I liked your apology there for Sorry as well. Very nicely done. Okay, we have an overtime, and that means that Chris Dim and Red Rachel will try to post as fast as they can here. We'll let Chris Dim go first along with Johnny. Chris Dim, you can have words that start with D or G. D or G.
D, please.
D it is. Johnny, you got to post a time here. You'll have 30 seconds, but go as fast as you possibly can because they'll have that amount of time to get 7 out of 7. Johnny, are you ready?
Rock and roll, baby.
All right. Words that start with D. On your mark, get set, go.
Not a cat, but a...
Dog.
Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, and...
Dinner.
Yeah. Babies poop in these. They wear a...
Diapers.
Yeah. It's a liquid that you consume out of a glass.
Dairy.
No. It's a cold, ice cold... skip. This is where you sit at work.
Oh, man.
Where you sit at work.
Desk.
Yes. This blows up. TNT.
Ooh, only four. Only four.
Yeah.
What stuck you there was drink. Pretty hard. Pretty tough. Drink. Okay, that's only 4. So 5 wins you the game, Derek and Red Rachel. You need 5 to win the game, Derek. They are words that start with G. Are you ready, Derek?
Let's go.
Need 5. On your mark. Get set. Go.
The opposite of bad.
Good.
Yes, you play this.
Game.
Yes, this is when you feel bad about something. You feel...
Great.
You feel bad about it. You regret something you did.
Oh, pass.
Pass it. Okay, this is a color. Starting. Yes. This is a spooky thing. It's white.
Ghost.
Yes. This is like if you're male or female, that's your. Yes. This is like what you wrap a wound with.
You got five. Just five. Gender put you over the top. And the one you could not quite get was guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty. Good giving. Wow, you came in here and won.
Yeah.
All right. You came in. You weren't just satisfied to be in here. You wanted to win.
I came to win.
I like it. And I love your bangs.
She's throwing them out.
Oh, I never know.
There's still a little bit there. They're in my mouth. You can't see them.
Mouth bangs. I love your mouth bangs.
Oh, what?
Don't ever say that to a woman.
Oh, God. She'll be in HR Barry's office. I love your mouth bangs. I just put that on the list of offensive
things. Did you say mouth bangs? Yeah. To a woman?
It's like a cartoon up there. He's like, well, let me open his file. And it's
all these different things I've said. Well, let's see. Hard four.
Yeah.
Mouth bang. Thank you, Red Rachel. Great to see you.